Daily Breakfast with Africa Milani.
Live, online, streaming countrywide on the 702 app.
DSTV channel 856, 92.7 and 106 FM.
Since April, the teachers have been, I suppose, petitioning government to have them vaccinated as early as is possible because they are front-facing. National Department of Basic Education issuing a directive that as of the 26th of July, the first day of the third term in public schools, primary schools, grades R to 7, will return to school on a full-time basis. At the same time, we see that in Gauteng alone, the week ago, more than 1,000 learners tested positive for COVID-19. I imagine then, Mokoena Maluleke, the General Secretary for SATU, it is welcome news that the Department of Health is planning to vaccinate at great haste as many teachers as is possible within the next 10 days.
Good morning, Malan, and good morning to your listeners. Africa, I want to believe that we first have got to really appreciate the overwhelming support by the public, because it is the public that really has helped us to be able to engage the Department of Health and the Department of Education, and therefore want to really welcome these news that all teachers will be vaccinated, because that to us as an organization, it gives us hope that we can protect the future of the children, because we are facing a generational catastrophe in terms of the time that has been lost to teaching and learning.
Has the Department of Health shared any details yet of how it's going to realize this? I was reading some vaccination numbers, and I appreciate that Wednesday was a public holiday, but we only managed 5,000 vaccinations or thereabouts on that day. How are we going to get in 10 days to as many teachers as the Department of Health is hoping to achieve?
That particular ambitious target is informed by the fact that, one, we have eliminated the nightmare of administrating the issue of registration. As you would be aware, that the registration got to wait for the SMS. If the SMS doesn't come, then you sit with a crisis. So what has happened is that between the Department of Education and Health, they have agreed that they will use the EMIS data, that is Education Management Information System, which has been uploaded to the EBDS, and that in itself has really provided enough information to the Department of Health to use the schools as the centers of vaccination and to use some of the districts as the centers of vaccination. Therefore, the 10 days is possible to do that as long as they deploy enough capacity to go to those particular centers, because then the teachers don't have to leave their workplaces and have to go and queue in a center where vaccination is being done, but it will be done in the school. We know that the history of this country, Africa, is that the schools have always been the center of the community. They've always been used for vaccination for various ailments and so forth, because these are the only centers that are there for the community. So it is one of those particular areas that will help to achieve that particular target. We want to remain with that particular hope and so forth. We're aware of the slow pace that has been taking place. We just hope that there will be no other technical problem around the vaccines as they arrive in the country today and next week.
Just to understand it practically once again, Mokoena, in the Western Cape alone, there are more than 1,500 primary schools. Does that mean that nurses who are qualified to administer the jab will then go to each of those 1,500 schools, for example, on obviously agreed upon days and times for them to vaccinate the teachers?
Yeah, because what happened, the department has procured even private sector people that are manning some of these particular centers. So despite the qualified nurses, they also have qualified personnel that come from the private sector. So they have been able to contract some of them. So one to believe that they will also use that particular capacity that is there, because it has been very useful in some of the centers that I personally have visited. There are more the people that have been procured from the private sector, and they've been trained in addition to the nurses that are there, because obviously with the virus now, reaching its highest peak. The nurses are now needed in the hospitals, but there are other people that have been trained, and therefore they have that knowledge to be able to administer the vaccination.
We are about to go into a school holiday. I'm not sure when the schools break for the end of second term. So I imagine that some of that vaccination will need to happen over the school holidays. I imagine your members are thrilled at the prospect of receiving a Johnson & Johnson vaccine, that they will take out a day, if necessary, I imagine in a couple of hours at most, for them to go get vaccinated, even though they're on a school holiday.
Yes, because you would remember that we always are working during the school holidays, despite the fact that we call it a school holiday. It is for the learners really to take a break, but the majority of our teachers are always working. It's one country that where learners never have time to rest, because the teachers want them over the weekend, they want them during the evening for evening classes, and therefore the teachers would not mind to take a day or two, even 3 days, for them to really go back to the school to get the jab. They will be prepared for that. We must just work hard to then encourage those that have got a vaccine hesitancy and give them the facts, and so that we protect themselves and protect our communities and protect our country. And finally, it's solidarity that we need to pledge with each one of us and so forth. And we also appreciate that those who have got some doubts, we need not be left behind. They need more information, and you are playing that particular role, and we want to appreciate you as well.
Will it make it easier then? The directive that was published by the National Minister of Basic Education, that come 26th of July, term three, 100% of grade R to 7 learners will return to schools across the country. I know there's been some resistance to that. Will teachers having been vaccinated be easier for Seni Satu and your members to go, cool, let's go back to teaching at a full-time basis now in our primary schools?
Indeed, vaccination will help us to deal with the issues of fear, anxiety that has always been we have been grappling with as an organization. However, that decision was not without conditions. The conditions were still very clear that we have got to look at the signs. And when the signs are there that cases are going up, you might also want not to take all the learners at the same time to take them there, because at the time the decision was taken for publication of the direction, you would appreciate that we were not in in this particular third wave. Secondly, learners were not contracting this particular virus in the number in which they are contracting it now, especially learning from last year where primary school children never contracted this particular virus, but now they are, and therefore the conditions were that you are going to be informed by such developments in order to ensure that you don't have the schools becoming super spreaders themselves. So yes, but the vaccine is a welcome relief.
Are you, as SATU, having conversations then with the Department of Education regarding that directive?
Yes, we are continuously engaged with the department. As early as March, we've been observing the signs, and we were also involved in the discussion, and then we did raise these particular conditions before the publication was sent, and then therefore the department also said that they have to do the directions, because there's pressure from those wealthy schools that are having enough spaces for them to accommodate, and therefore they wanted that. But obviously in the rural schools, they still need, and then in the township school, they still need for enough space for social distance. And now we are in level three, and that things change when we are in level three, because the president was very clear that we need social distance. So we are engaging, and we still raise this matter on Saturday when we meet with the minister, because we are meeting the minister before she makes the pronouncements around the vaccination.
All right. Thank you very much, Mokoena Maluleke, the General Secretary of the South African Democratic Teachers Union, reflecting on the announcement by the Department of Health that it is hoping to get all 499,000 teachers vaccinated within 10 days. 300,000 of those vaccinations will be Johnson & Johnson vaccines that have been set aside for teachers. Welcome news indeed.